Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yes, folks. Oh, yes. You heard the drum roll. You heard the drum roll. Yes, this is T.A. Tony Austin, T.A. Scott and Scoop, covering the Central Texas area on football recruiting. Woo! Man, football season is almost here. And definitely, I know many of you all have been waiting to. We got back live on the air. Yes, we've been off of the air for about a 4 or 5 month hiatus, but we're back now. We're live and in effect. And have a good show lined up for this evening. Tonight we actually have a very special guest on the show. High school football coach by the name of Coach Jeremy Callahan at Central Texas Christian Schools in Temple, Texas. The Central Texas Christian School in Temple, Texas, private school in the TAPS, or Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools. Callahan, definitely always a pleasure to talk with that gentleman, and can't wait till we get him in on the show, get him the buzz in on the show here tonight. But for all you prospects out there, I just pray and hope that you all are being safe out there. There's a lot going on. But you have to keep your focus. You have to still keep your focus. I know a lot of things may upset you or things that you may not understand, but you have to still keep your focus. The summertime is the one time that you can easily get distracted and do things that can affect you possibly for this season, if not for the rest of your life. So you definitely need to make sure you stand on top of doing those weights, hitting those push-ups, and all those things that come with better preparing yourself for this season. Also, in the state of Texas, folks, it is hot. It's hot. Yes, we get rain here and there, but that sun still shines, and it shines bright. Believe me, it's a blessing to have the sunshine. Woo! It gets hot in Texas. So, prospects, please, please, young man, keep yourselves hydrated. Drink that water. Drink some of the Gatorade, but make sure you keep yourself well hydrated, because we don't need you guys missing out on the season just because you fail to practice the proper dieting and the proper liquid intake. So I want to encourage you all to continue to do that. Also, spend time this summer, young man. Spend time this summer just reading and trying to get yourself ready and just trying to make sure that you do everything you can to get prepared for this upcoming season. We want to see you all out there, young man. We want to see you all out there. I mean, you guys, hey, you guys are the future generation that we're trying to make sure that we put out there. So it's definitely imperative for you guys to put your best foot forward and to go ahead and make sure that, hey, you get a chance to show us, show all of us out there what you're made of. You get a chance to show all of us what you are made of. Now, we're going to go ahead and break to a commercial break, and I want to come back and give you some more tips and some things, because we're still waiting on, I guess, the call, Coach Jeremy Callahan. Hopefully, like I said, we'll get him on here shortly. But let's take a commercial break from one of our local sponsors.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Robertson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Robertson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robertsonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
And yes, that is the Robertson Law Firm, located in Houston, Texas, but they do business statewide. They do business statewide. All right, we have just now buzzing into the show our very, very special guest of the evening, Coach Jeremy Callahan from Central Texas Christian School in Temple, Texas. Coach Callahan, how you doing this evening?
Doing great, T.A. Good to talk with you. How are you doing?
I'm great. I was just watching some deleted scenes from the youth and just how they prepare for games and how they got busy in 2 days and how it was so hot that certain guys were quitting and things of that nature, and just how intense it was at all of the practices, just further getting me pumped up as if I'm actually going out to play football this year. But it's just very, very scintillating to get ready to spectate and see what these kids are going to do this year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Same deal. I'm excited to see what the season's going to hold. I mean, it's been a summer full of workouts and 7-on-7, and the kids have had a really good summer, but I'm in the same boat. It seems like August 1st can't get here fast enough so we can get cranked up and going.
Right. Now, Coach Callahan, let's go ahead and get on with the Q&A of the show. Now, how long have you had the pleasure of being the head coach at Central Texas Christian School?
So this is now the start of my second year. I came in last year, got here, June 1st of last year, came in as head coach and athletic director from a really good private school up in Dallas, Parish Episcopal, and moved down this way to start my own program and essentially rebuild a program that needed some help getting turned around. And this will be their sixth year in 11-man football, and so just have had the pleasure of working with these kids and really teaching them how we do it, you know, in Texas, in the Central Texas area. They had not been exposed to that type of ball, that type of practice, that type of commitment, and they are responding very well. So it's been a really good first year, and excited to get year two under my belt.
All right. Now, Coach, I know you mentioned that you coached in Dallas. Were there any other stops before that?
My first coaching job was up at Parish Episcopal. I was fresh out of the Arena League. I played arena ball for a couple of years and had the opportunity to start teaching and coaching up there. And then from teaching led into administration and kind of moved up the ladder that way. And then when this job came open, opportunity to come back to Central Texas, opportunity to be around family. So it was a good fit.
All right. Now, Coach, tell us, for those of us who may not know, tell us about the CTCS program from a holistic point of view. I mean, how is the academic atmosphere there, and what can families expect when sending their child or children there?
Well, of course, thanks for the opportunity to talk about it, because it is one of those things, I think, one of the best-kept secrets in the Central Texas area. It is a place where you can go. And it was best described to me as it's not a place where they try to weave Christ into academics or try to weave Christ into athletics. Instead, they do Christ first. It is a Christ-centered school, and then they weave everything else into it. So they put Christ first, and all that they do is at the forefront. And it's amazing. I mean, they're teaching the truth that transforms, but then also not at the sacrifice of excellence. I mean, I've seen firsthand some really high level academics, high level fine arts, high level athletics taking place in that space as well. And what I think a huge advantage is the numbers, the teacher to student ratio, the coach to student ratio is in my opinion a lot more favorable for kids to get the attention they need to be successful. Instead of you being in a class with 1,000 other people, you're in a class that is, you know, we're talking about, you know, less than 20 kids in each classroom, you know? And so I just think that it enhances the experience overall. And like you mentioned, the academic is high. The academic experience is very high, it's very good. And I can say, having a five-year-old, even though she's only five, who's been involved in the pre-K program, just how much more advanced she is than some of her peers that go to public school. So I would say it's great. It's a great school, and again, in my opinion, one of the best-kept secrets in the area.
All right. And just to kind of piggyback off of this, as far as you're talking about academics, folks, this CTTS is where we've held our football camps the past two summers, and we definitely appreciate Coach Callahan and the CTCS staff for allowing us the opportunity to host our camps there. But there was a young man that just recently graduated by the name of Jefferson Blunt. Last summer, last year, almost a year to this day, I was talking to this young man at the conclusion of the camp, and he was just telling me that, you know, he definitely wanted to go to college And I asked him, I said, okay, what did you make on the ACT? And I want to say it was in the high 20s. And he's like, yeah, I want to get a higher score. And I'm like, wow, you're going to retake the test? You don't have to score in that. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, well, hey, I'm not disappointed with you, young man. You know, but again, that's the type of competitive fire academically I can see that you all instill in those youth there. So that's always a plus.
Well, and it is certainly something we definitely try to push with them. We let them know that in order for them to have more opportunities collegiately, the better those test scores, the better those academics, the better the GPA. I mean, and he understood that. Yeah, he was high 20. He might have been 29. And he went back and took it again, and I can't remember what his exact score was, but I believe he bested that. So, and I feel like all the kids there. And so it makes for me as a coach, it makes it really easy to, one, make sure all my kids stay eligible because they're on top of that already. But two, it's really easy to install your playbook, install your plays and your schemes and what you want to do. And the kids pick those up really quickly. So it's a blessing for me for sure.
All right. All right. Now, Coach, now as far as the way you all school work, of course, you know, it's a private school, so there are costs involved. But is there any type of financial aid available for students to attend?
Yes, sir, there sure is. So they have we have an outside source through FACS who it is need-based financial aid. So you enter in all your information, how much you make, how many people live in the house, what are your expenses, et cetera, and they award you with financial aid based on need. But that being said, you know, the way that my wife and I look at it is you pay taxes. You pay county taxes, city taxes, and it is no more. In fact, it's cheaper than what you pay every year in taxes. So I think it's an investment in your kids that there's no greater return on. You know, I mean, where else can you invest in your kids and know that you're getting a product that is going to change them for the rest of their lives? We're not talking about a short-term investment. We're talking about something that's going to alter their life path, where it's going to lead to them having more opportunities in college, going to lead to them being more successful after college. And also what really matters is what kind of student, husband, father, employer, what kind of person they become 10, 15 years from now. You know, you've heard me talk about at the camps, the 10-year plan, and that's what CTCS does. The investment that we as parents have to make to put our kids in a Christian school, in a private school, returns dividends that you cannot replace in any other way. So to me, it's 100% worth it. And to the families that are already experiencing it, of course it is too, but then there are a lot of others that just need to come and visit and see what the investment is and how much it changes lives.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. So Coach, we're going to take a short commercial break, but please give us the web link for any interested parents or students that may want to research what CTCS is, may want to research further CTCS is all about. So please give us a website for that.
Absolutely. So they can go to www.ctcslions.com. Again, it's ctcslions.com, and then go to the website. Or they can always, you know, if they shoot me an email, jcallahan@ctcslions.com, I can direct them anywhere they want to go, or excuse me, or show them around and get them hooked up with the right people, regardless if they're interested in athletics or not. It's a school that's a worthy investment. So they can always go to the website and find my contact information as well.
All right, Coach. All right. I appreciate that information, and I'm pretty sure our listeners do as well. All right, we're going to take a short commercial break, then we'll be right back to continue this conversation with Coach Jeremy Callahan. So stay tuned.
People who get ahead in life are those who can communicate effectively. Wouldn't you like to develop this valuable skill? You can. Big T Toastmasters in Temple will show you how to give speeches, listen effectively, think on your feet, and speak confidently. You will learn leadership skills, all in a supportive and positive learning environment. We meet every Tuesday from 12 to 1 p.m. in Suite 210 in the Exchange Plaza, one of the office buildings in front of Hobby Lobby in Temple, Texas. For more information, call Dorothy at 254-983-0055. That's 254-983-0055. Visit Big T today and see what Toastmasters can do for you.
All right, that's Big T Toastmasters, folks. Believe me, there's nothing more beautiful than knowing how to speak in public as it relates to the whole teaching and public relations field. Young people especially, make sure that you're always giving your very, very, very best first impressions, because, again, remember, first impressions can be lasting impressions. So you always want to make sure you give your best foot forward. That's how you present yourself, and that's one thing that public speaking allows you to do, or enhancing on your public speaking skills. All right, folks, we're back with Coach Jeremy Callahan from CTCS, or Central Texas Christian School, in Temple, Texas. Coach, as we stated before, you're in your second season at CTCS. Who are some of the top players that will probably be someone for opposing teams to definitely have to account for?
You know what? I'm excited, especially it being the second year with having these guys in our system, in our offense and our defense. We've got two guys that first come to mind who have been nothing but committed to what we're trying to get accomplished at CTCS, and those guys are Andrew Hollinger, he's a senior, and Cody Doyle, also a senior. Got type of guys who show up early and stay late. Cody Doyle is a wide receiver, defensive back. Andrew Hollinger plays offensive and defensive line. And while they may not have the opportunity to go and play Division I football, those two guys are the type of kids that you can build a high school team around. In fact, right now, both of them are off on a retreat right now because they are in charge of leading our praise band at our school. And so not only are they tremendous athletes who are committed, who love what they do, but they also spiritually have a very, very big role in leading what we do at the school. And so it's student-led praise band for the entire school, and I think that speaks volumes to the type of kids they are. But you'll see a big production out of both of them.
Okay. All right, folks. Remember, go out there and watch these young men play for the CTCS Lions this upcoming season. All right, Coach, as you mentioned before, you are actually a Central Texan yourself, homegrown at that. Tell us, where did you grow up and play high school football?
T.A., you know, I was a Pflugerville boy, so I played at Pflugerville High School for George Herman. I graduated in 2001, and then I had a great opportunity. Rice University took a chance on me. I had a knee injury in high school and was bummed up, missed a little bit of my senior year, and they took a chance on me, brought me in, and so I got to go play down at Rice University. I started as a true freshman, started every game after the third game in my freshman year versus Nebraska, and then from there went on and played a little bit of in the NFL. I was primarily a practice squad player. I got activated late in the season and saw a short amount of playing time at the end of the season. But it is certainly a business, so it did not last for long. So I went from the NFL to the Arena Football League, played a couple of years there and had a blast while I did it. And then, like I mentioned, kind of segued into coaching and teaching and administration, and now here I am several years later with the opportunity to hopefully impact young lives, you know, and coach and teach these young people and help them grow into young people of impact. So right back in the Central Texas area where I started.
All right. Now, Coach, we're going to go back to you talking about attending Rice. Now, each year we always have a number of senior class prospects across the country that have to find out the hard way of where they can and cannot attend college from an academic perspective. Again, you attended Rice, an institution where even the student-athletes recruited to play there have to display outstanding academic resume. Explain that situation and how it is important for today's student-athletes to always take the classroom seriously, but explain how your
how your situation was being recruited to Rice from an academic perspective as it relates to how serious it is for prospects to maintain high grades.
Well, here's the thing that I know you see being in this business, and I've seen through playing and through coaching over all the years, there is an endless number of athletes out on the streets that never get the opportunity to play college football and thus probably could end up in the NFL because they are truly that talented, all because of their lack of commitment to the classroom. And you know what's funny and what I tell my guys, I said there are very few people who are wildly talented and wildly competitive on the football field who are not that same way in all their walks of life. So if you are lazy in the classroom, it's likely going to show up at some point on Friday night or Saturday or Sunday. And so I think coaches know that. While, yeah, they have standards, I also do not believe they're willing to take a chance on a kid who is not competing in every walk, in every single part of his life. So, you know, for me, with the opportunity to go to Rice, I had opportunity to play at other academic institutions like Northwestern and Duke and the Ivy Leagues, TCU, you know, but I ended up choosing Rice because, honestly, Ken Hatfield, he was the president of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. He was a strong, strong Christian man. And you know what? He stayed with me. I had an injury in high school, and he and his staff supported me through that. And it scared a lot of other teams off, and so I felt a little bit of loyalty to that. But ultimately, that's where God wanted me, so those are the doors that opened. But it would not have been possible. It would not have even been considered if my grades hadn't been taken care of starting my freshman year in high school. Not my senior year, my freshman year in high school. I took academics seriously. And so, yeah.
Right.
And so all 4 years I was on it. I took my SAT early, and then I took it again and made sure that I had a score, much like Jefferson Blount you mentioned, had a score that would gain me access to any college in the state, no matter what, or in the nation. And so it took care of that early, and it did open up a lot more opportunities because they, you know, they only have a certain number of guys that can get in at each level as far
right.
as Ivy Leagues go.
Mm-hmm.
And so
exactly.
if you're not a one, you know, first tier player or second tier player as far as your academics go, and you're not as talented as they need, you're out of luck. And so
right.
I can't stress enough,
exactly.
compete in the classroom, compete in the classroom, compete in the classroom.
Yeah. And like I tell you prospects out there, your situation can be so much better if you just take the classroom more serious. Just like Coach said, hey, I get tired of sounding like a broken record, but I still do it just because I want to see young people succeed. So coaches is telling you what myself and many others have been preaching to you for years and years and years, months and months and months. For you all to make sure that you take that classroom seriously. The same way that you're doing those push-ups and sit-ups or getting extra reps on the bench press, well, you know, you can spend extra time reading that book, reading that story, or working on this project just to make sure that you're giving it your very best effort. So, Coach, let me ask you this. We got the line schedule coming up. Who all do you have on your schedule this year for our fans to come out there and check you all out?
You bet. So we start out our first game. We play Hamilton High School, and then we're having Bartlett High School at home. That's our homecoming game. Then we go down to Austin to play Brentwood Christian School. Then we go to Rosebud Lock, comes to our place, and then we round out
Rosebud
our non-district schedule. Yes, sir.
Okay.
And then we round out our non-district schedule with Moody High School, and then we get into district play, and from there we run down. We play Waco Riker. We have a bye week, and then our last four games go. We travel to Bryan College Station twice. We play Bryan St. Joseph and Bryan Brazos Christian. And then we've got Texas School for the Deaf, and we end up our season playing Marble Falls Faith Academy. So pretty good schedule. I'm really excited about our non-district schedule. The teams, we get to play some local teams that are public schools,
right.
So we get to see how we match up versus those guys.
Oh, yeah. That's very good, Coach. That is a very competitive schedule, especially in the non-district. So you guys can't help but to be ready once the district starts. So, man,
Amen.
That's outstanding.
That's the plan.
Yeah, yes, sir, yes, sir. All right, folks, we're going to take one last commercial break before we come back and ask Coach Callahan to give us some lasting comments. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Are you in need of an attorney? Do you have some legal questions that you just can't seem to find an answer to? Well, your first call should be to the Roberson Law Firm. We offer legal services in the practice areas of business law, employment law, civil law, including personal injury, criminal law, family law, and wills. We are your one-stop shop for legal issues within the state of Texas, with our principal place of business in Houston. Call the Roberson Law Firm at 832-287-8683 or visit us online at www.robersonfirm.com. That's www.robersonfirm.com. Don't face the legal system alone.
All right, we're back with Coach Jeremy Callahan from Central Texas Christian School, located in Temple, Texas. Coach, I want to invite you to give us some lasting comments just to further make us aware of the CTCS program.
Well, again, thanks, TA, for just having us on the show and also for letting us have the opportunity to host your camps. It's been a lot of fun seeing all those athletes out there compete. And you know what, more than anything, what we're about, you know, ultimately is about helping the kids. And so if we have the opportunity, there is a student athlete somewhere in the Central Texas area that is interested in coming and getting a Christian education and coming and getting a top tier academic experience, we have that to offer, you know. And so it's been really cool just to see that there has been a more and more and more of a buzz about CTCS over the past, you know, year and a couple months that I've been there, and just seeing people, you know, people start showing an interest and the opportunity for us to get some better athletes. Really, as each month passes, more and more kids are starting to show interest. So I think we're on the path to building something really special, and it won't be long before we will be having to travel very far to find a non-district schedule. Unfortunately, we've got a lot of district games that are very close in proximity, but I know once we continue to build this thing to the level that it's capable of being, we're going to be doing some traveling. So I'm excited for that, but I'm also just blessed and excited about all that this past year has allowed us to accomplish. And if anybody ever has an interest or has any questions, they can always reach out, and I'll be happy to point them in the right direction or do whatever I can to help.
All right, Coach, give them also that website again and also your email address.
Yeah, you bet. So, again, the website is www.ctcslions.com. So that's CTCS is in Central Texas Christian School, ctcslions.com. And my email address, they can email me anytime. It's jcallahan, one L, C-A-L-A-H-A-N, jcallahan@ctcslions.com. And any questions, anything I can do to answer. And again, ultimately, we have to start to train up these young people to be prepared to go in this world and change it for Christ. And so I think it's so important that they get involved at an early age in a quality Christian education so they can become tomorrow's leaders, because we are certainly, as you watch the news and see what all is going on, there's certainly a lack of that very, very good leadership. And so we need it. We need it. And I think there's no greater witness and model than to be at to use the athletic pedestal for me to impact those young folks. So, again, thanks for having us on the show.
Not a problem, Coach, not a problem. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know, again, that you're very excited and you're holding back your emotions, getting ready for the season. So thank you, Coach. Look forward to watching you guys play this year and also having you back on the show at a future date.
Yes, sir. We'll see you soon. Thank you, Tony.
No problem. All right, folks, again, that's Coach Jeremy Callahan with the Central Texas Christian School Lions. Come out and see these young people play, because, again, these kids, they give the very best effort, just as kids at other schools. We want to support our youth, folks. They need our love and support, okay? No matter what type of school it is, these youngsters need our love and support. And basically, I make it part of my natural high to make sure that I expose their names out there for the decision makers, the people that give the scholarships, the people that offer the letter of intent to know about. Thank you all. Again, be safe out there and be blessed. We'll see you later. Thank you.